Could you get the first aid jitters out of the way?
Yeah, I mean, we had a blast out there. We were having a lot of fun. You know, training camp, seriously, we've been working for. It was really just fun being back out there. We were moving around really fast. Taking a month off, you can train, you can do a lot of stuff, but, you know, practice is something different. So it was fun to go out there and, you know, get the cobwebs off. And, you know, we'll make corrections today and we'll move forward and have another great day tomorrow.
How did Jordan Matthews and some of your rookies look today?
The rookies are looking good. They had a, you know, great offseason with us. And I remember getting that, you know, 4 weeks off, 5 weeks off. That's huge just because you have such a long, you know, offseason. You know, you're going through the draft, you're going through all that. That's the longest break you've had since your whole life, really. So they came back ready to go. We did, you know, yesterday we had a conditioning test and all the rookies did a great job. So it showed that they bought in and that they were training hard and, you know, they look good today.
Nick, one of the theories out there was that a lot of the production came as a result of the attention that Deshaun was getting on the other side. Do you think there's any legitimacy to that theory, or what do you see in terms of
Riley? Riley's a great receiver. He makes plays, and those guys last year definitely complimented each other. It's an offense as a whole. You know, you can't just be one dynamic, and, you know, you have to be able to do multiple things. You know, if the defense wants to take everybody away, we have LeSean and me in the backfield. You know, we have different answers on different plays, and it's just our job to execute it. But to that question, Deshaun's a great receiver. He's been a great receiver since he started playing football, but, you know, Riley was the one going out there and making those catches and making those plays and running after the football. So I think that you need to give him the credit because he made a lot of plays and he made me look good last year. So, you know, he's my receiver. I got his back.
What is it about him that makes him such a good fit in this offense?
You know, he's a hard worker. From the day one I got here, I've always admired, you know, how hard he works. Whether he was I think he started out as a special teams guy here and, you know, he's a hard hitter. I remember I threw an interception my rookie year and he just destroyed the guy. And when there were run plays on, you know, he'd block his butt off and he buys into the team thing. And that's huge. You got to have guys that buy into the team thing or you can't win at this game. It's just, that's why everybody loves football, is because you can't be a bunch of individuals out there and expect to win. So, you know, that's why I love him and I think he's, you know, a great fit for this team.
Hey, Nick, what's the biggest difference between being the guy this year and last year fighting to be the guy?
I think that I've just grown more. You can't help but grow more confident in playing this game. You know, you have the reps, you play in the games, you win the games, and you grow together with the guys around you. A lot of these guys that are here right now, I played with last year, and we've, you know, personalities and everything. You know, we have a great group here, and the young guys, the free agents, we had such a solid core that they bought in real fast. So I think the big thing is just I feel comfortable out there. I know how to run this offense, and I want to keep getting better as a player, and I want to make the guys around me better. So I think all in all, you can't help but just get more comfortable and grow. You know, it doesn't mean everything's going to work out all the time, but you just have to grind through.
In that Packers game last year, was there any part of you that was surprised by the way Barbary played, by the way he stepped in there?
No, not at all. You know, he's a tremendous player. That's why we re-signed him. And, you know, he's a hard worker. Y'all get to see him during the games. And y'all are able to come to some practices and everything, but I get to see him in the meeting room. I get to see him in the locker room, in the weight room, and that dude is a beast, like I said. He gets after it, as you know, along with the other O-line, and they've developed that core. I mean, those guys lift some weight in there, and they push each other. They want to compete. So when he got in there, I felt comfortable. I don't even blink. I just keep going. So
Jason goes down in that game, and there even clicks that this Pro Bowl left back is not there, and there's zero filling in. It went on seamlessly.
Just got to keep playing. You know, I can't worry about that. You know, and Jason will tell you, you know, he felt confident, you know, when Allen went in there, because that's the kind of guys we have, because he learns from, you know, Allen learns from Jason, Jason learns from Allen. That's, you know, that's what you got to do. You got to learn from the players around you. I learned from all the quarterbacks. I learned from GJ, Mark, and Matt. I watch them every day during drills, watch their footwork, watch the throws they make, because those guys are good. I try to learn and take things from them and try to add it to my game.
Yeah, can you talk about the meeting room, the film room, stuff like that? Second year in the offense, are you seeing everything click a lot faster for everybody as they get a better understanding of this offense and what you can do?
Yeah, I think the big thing is you don't really have to start over from scratch. We can build on what we've been doing. We can build on what we did during OTAs. We don't have to go from day one where it's the easiest play in the world with no motions and it's something you've ran since high school. We're having stuff that we've had in, we've repped in games. And we're trying to push it. Defense is doing more too, and we're just trying to make each other better. And if a guy does come in that, doesn't have as many reps. We try to help him along instead of, like, you know, pushing him to the side. So therefore, we're able as a group to, you know, go out there and practice at a high speed and do a lot of things.
Numbers last year were so extraordinary. They're gonna be, I mean, statistically, going to be tough to match this year. You've talked in the past about, I mean, you may go out and have two interceptions in the first or second game, but you, you know, do you have to ignore those numbers from last year when you're thinking about this year?
Definitely. I mean, those numbers from last year won't do anything for me this year. They do absolutely nothing. You know, I had a great coach tell me, you know, you can't let, you know, one play, you know, affect your next play, good or bad. And that's the same thing with one season. You can't let one season affect you good or bad for the next. You start over clean. Because, you know, everybody's starting over fresh. Everybody's 0-0, and everybody's got high expectations. And, you know, that's just the way I think. I'm a new player. It's a new year, so.
Okay.
All right, thank y'all.
I'll quarterback with that ring on.
I wear gloves, so.